All right, so couple of years down the road, you're living
Yeah.
life out in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
You're still living with your roommates,
Okay. Good
but
crew.
yeah, you call yourselves the Solid Crew.
Solid crew. I like that.
Yeah.
Solid folks.
You joke about like, oh, maybe we'll get like Solid Crew tattoos.
I don't have any tattoos currently. I don't have an objection to tattoos. I just haven't come across something that I've like felt compelled to put on my body forever.
Right.
You know, maybe when I do, or if I ever do, yeah, I'm definitely into the idea. But I don't think that I would. I don't think the. I don't think that I would do a house tattoo. I don't know if that's
Right.
like a, you know.
You bring it up like you never actually get one, but you definitely like design one.
I design one. Me, like
Yeah.
I personally designed it. I'm not a good artist when it comes to like drawing stuff. I'm
Normally you're
notoriously
not.
bad at it.
Normally you're not, but you actually the logo design came to you in a dream.
I
You
failed art one in high school as a senior, the second half, because I like wouldn't take it seriously. And everything I did, I drew in pencil. And it was phallic.
Right.
I'm not a good artist. I'm terrible at it. How am I
Recently,
going to just
though,
pull this out of my ass?
recently, because you've been kind of getting back into drawing, and you're drawing a lot of just mainly like shapes,
Most
landscapes. It's
things are shaped, yeah.
very phallic. So maybe it's because of like that muscle is starting to get used again, but
Yes, the
this.
phallus drawing muscle in my brain.
But you get a logo like in like it comes to you in your dreams.
What kind of logo are we talking here, Pat?
So the
I
vision
don't
that
want a dick for a logo. I
so
don't.
it's the first non-phallus related piece of art that you've made in a very, very long time.
Oh man.
What it is it's the symbol is like a it's like two axes crossed,
Okay.
and there's
Blades
like a
pointed in the opposite directions.
and those blades are
Yeah.
sharp as fuck.
Oh shit. Why are they so sharp?
You think about it, honestly, you're like, maybe it's a good thing that I never got this tattooed because even though you know it wouldn't, you would be kind of afraid to touch it for fear of it, actually
Actually cutting
cutting
me.
you. Yeah.
Okay.
So sharp these fucking blades look. So it's these these crossed axes. There's like blood dripping down from the axe
They're
blades.
bloody.
Yeah.
Why are they bloody?
Because what happens is they're dripping onto a headless body.
Isn't it all part of a logo that I'm going to use for like commercial use or
Yeah.
it's a brand, and I
The
have a headless body, a
decapitated
clearly
the de
decapitated body.
it's giving a thumbs up.
Why?
It's just, I'm just saying what happens. It's
Just like
just a
an
dream they
ironic
have.
thing.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
But
fuck.
yeah. And then the other hand, one hand is giving a thumbs up. The other one's jacking off. I guess it actually is kind of foul. But anyway, so you think about
Oh,
getting that
fuck,
as
Pat. That's not, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna
well,
make
you
that.
never do.
You said I designed it.
No, but you just think it in your head, like you just like think it and like you draw it and stuff, but like you don't actually ever get it tattooed, obviously.
Yeah, good. I wouldn't.
You find out later that your roommates actually did end up getting matching tattoos together of just something different.
Fine. They've known each other for way longer than they've known me. They were all here for years before I arrived. I'm the new boy in town.
Underneath it, right, it says the Solid Crew. It's an eagle and a raven. So you're hanging out in sunny Los Angeles. Got the Solid Crew hanging. And life has it's about where you expect it to be about 2 years from now. So you are, you're doing more stand up,
Yeah.
you've gotten, you've definitely, you haven't, sold a script yet to like a, company, but
Good.
there's a
Good.
guy, there's like a,
Did I finish something?
oh yeah, you've written a bunch of
Finally.
stuff. And like, there's one producer for, Lanalax Productions. He's like, yeah, I really like your stuff. He's like, I haven't been able to find something that I can, purchase on or make a pilot or anything like that, but it just wouldn't work for us. But I like your stuff, man. So
Yeah.
just keep like honestly, like I know it sounds like bullshit, but like keep pitching me on stuff. Like he gives you like his like personal phone number and stuff like that.
Okay. What's his name?
You just know him as Mr. Cool.
I'm not gonna fucking. That sounds like such bullshit.
Mr. Cool is this
Mr.
guy.
Cool.
He's like really tall. It's kind of hard to tell exactly how tall he is, but he has like really thin, long blonde hair. It's like translucent in the sunlight. And sometimes, especially in mid-morning, you never really find out why this is, but especially in mid-morning, when the sun hits this guy's hair, it's like you can see a galaxy in it.
Galaxy, not our galaxy, but a different galaxy,
Yeah, you see
a
stars.
collection of stars.
You see a collection of stars, planets, comets. You see like two comets that look like a pretty like sweet like pair of boobs.
Yeah, all right.
So you're like, whoa.
Oh,
So
okay. In this
that's,
gentleman's hair,
yeah, Mr. Cool. He
Mr.
is
Cool.
like a producer for films and TV for.
All right. Okay.
The Lanalax Corporation. Yeah. So you but he digs your stuff, he's like, keep writing, obviously keep pitching them to me and stuff like that. But and you're doing pretty good. You have a writing partner that you're working with.
Okay.
Cassandra Noggins.
Cassandra Noggins. Okay.
She's your writing
What's
partner.
her deal? We're writing, what are we writing to? Are we working on something, a project together, or are we just like
Yeah, you guys are like
accountability buddies?
you guys like work on projects together. You
Okay.
met her in LA. She's not a comic, she's a writer. It turns out you guys like really like connected and like bonded as friends very, very quickly. You feel like you've known this person or you've known people like her your entire life. She's actually also from Dupo. Yeah. She just went to like a different high school though, so like you never like knew her growing up or
Yeah,
whatever.
there was only one high school. The town had 3,000 people.
Yeah.
There was barely a need for one. There were less than 80 kids in my graduating class. There was plenty of room.
Yeah. Well, this
What
was
other
a
high school?
it was a like experimental high school that they
Was.
had in like instead of like having like normal like buildings, they were all like tree houses kind of, but they're like tree house classrooms. And
Fucking sucks.
so they would like go to
How many
school to tree
kids?
1,000.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What do you mean?
There are only 3,000 people in the whole fucking town.
They were bussed in, some of them.
From where?
All over. I mean, there is a excuse me. There was kind of a strange part of town that you grew up in. Like you weren't like friends with any of those, like the kids from there. Excuse me, or anything like that. Like you never went there, but you knew it was there. It's kind of an odd place called Sawville, and Sawville is
Sawfill.
like nearby. You
Yeah.
reach it by following the Black Star. And so they didn't have a high school. They actually didn't have any
Horrifying.
education at all. And
Yeah, why
so
would you?
they, for the first time ever, they started sending kids to like, public school and stuff. So they had to send them, they didn't have any schools there and it was illegal for them to build any. So they would bus them to Dupo
So
to
before that
go.
point, they were just raising dumb kids in a weird part of a shit town.
Yeah.
Oh God,
Yeah.
man.
Sawfill
The
was kind of
insanity
odd,
that was
man.
coming out of there had to be nuts.
You never went, dude. Like you were just like, it
No.
wasn't even a thing you ever had to be told to do. Like your parents never sat you down and were like, hey, don't go to Sawfill. You know, there's like feral children there. Like it was just a known thing. Like you just don't go. But she seems cool. Cassandra Noggins. So she went to the treehouse school in
Okay.
Jupo, Illinois. So you never knew her there, but like, you know, you just kind of like I said, you guys just become like, you know, pretty quick friends.
Okay. Me and
So you guys,
Cassandra Noggins.
yeah, you guys are like writing stuff together. You
Okay.
guys,
What are we writing?
right now you're working on a biopic about the man who brought orange juice to America.
Yeah. What was
Yeah.
his name?
His name was Sir Henry Gronks.
Sir Henry what?
Gronks?
Gronks?
Gronkss.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's the guy. He
Three
came.
S's at the end. That's what this guy has.
Sir
Three of them.
Henry. Yeah, Sir Henry came from. No one's really exactly certain where he's from. But he brought wherever he's from, he brought orange juice with him. So you guys have are writing a biopic about him. But what's happening with you
Sucks.
is
That fucking
what do you mean?
sucks. What do you think people were doing with oranges before this guy showed up? Like they weren't juicing them.
You
You
know,
know?
I mean, they know how to peel it and stuff. They would just eat the oranges. It never really occurred to them, like, yo, you know, maybe we should drink this, you know? Not until Sir
This,
Henry came along.
I feel like this guy's full of shit. And I feel like we're gonna tell a tale and it's gonna get found out. And then we're gonna get blackballed. Like, I don't want that. This sucks.
So you're working on it.
Gronk.
So, yeah. And the name of the biopic is called Just Gronk It, The Story of
Oh.
Orange Juice.
Oh, gross. It sucks so bad. Just gronk it.
So things creatively are going well. However, you've kind of you're not doing too well financially at the moment, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, because I'm not fucking doing anything that anybody wants. I'm writing a fucking story that's probably bullshit.
What do you mean?
There's no way that this guy's the first one that fucking juiced an orange.
Well, the first one who did it and then brought it to America from parts unknown. I mean, you've done research and stuff. Like, it's not like, you know,
Man.
you say to yourself, you know, the best part about writing biopics is the story's already there. All I have to do is catch it.
Ugh. Oh, God, that was set on like a public television station, you know? Or like an overly serious YouTube interview, but that
Yeah.
sucks. All
Well,
I
I mean, it's
gotta
just.
do is catch it.
Yeah. And you say that, and like you've said that several times this week alone. You always
Yeah,
kind of
that
find a way to,
echoes, yeah,
you
throughout
find a
my
way
skull.
to like bring it up to into like a
Yeah.
lot of conversations with people when they're like, oh,
Yeah.
so like, what are you working on now? You're like, you know, I like, I'm working on a biopic, you know, that's the best thing about biopics. The story's there. All I have to do.
Let's
Catch it.
catch it.
And every time you say that, people look at you like, whoa.
Yeah, I guess there are people who would think that that's like a very deep, profound thing to say.
And you are one of them. But you're not doing too well
Man,
financially.
oh,
You
fuck.
were working on it was it's actually the most, if you think about it, the most successful failure of all time. What it
Oh,
was
great.
you created a bullshit detector where
Okay.
it detected if somebody was bullshitting you or not, and it actually worked really, really well.
Like, what percentage success are we talking here?
Oh, like probably 98%.
Holy shit, that's
Yeah.
incredible. With 98% accuracy. I mean, that could be sold at a Spencer's at minimum if it
Right.
didn't wouldn't have like a more mainstream use.
And at first it was. However, people found out that like prolonged exposure to this thing made them to start to smell like shit.
Jesus.
They just smelled awful after they used it for too long. So you kind of
That
like go,
sucks.
you kind of go broke.
Not
So
like that.
you're kind of not doing well, like financially or whatever.
Okay.
One day you wake up and you think to yourself, gonna get something to eat.
Hell yeah.
You walk outside. You've been doing this thing to get into your car lately where you like run and like slide across the like the hood of like the car.
Yeah. Like
Yeah.
Bo Duke.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you act as you do it, you go burr, 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 or like
That
whatever. But
sucks.
you've gotten pretty good at it, dude. So like the first few times you tried it, obviously like you would fall and skin your knee and like cry and stuff. But now you do it and
Come on.
you're really good at it now though. You slide across that hood.
How am I not denting the fuck out of this hood?
You just I don't know. You're like you figured out a way to do it so that it's mostly you're mostly like bouncing almost on like your hip. So like you're mostly hips when you go across this thing. So it's not like it's
Yeah.
your full the full force of you know your weight or anything like that. So you slide across that fucking car hood, open the door, jump in, start to drive. What's your favorite? What's like your go? Do you have like a go-to breakfast spot if you're gonna go out to get breakfast?
Yeah, there's like this donut place that has like an egg and cheese bagel. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So you go there.
And they're always very nice every time I've ever been in there.
Yeah.
Echo Park Donuts
You drive
on Echo Park Boulevard.
to Echo Park Donuts.
Yeah, they're great. They're always very nice.
You turn on to Echo Park Boulevard. Turn on the radio. And there's some pretty sweet tunes, you know? A lot of like
Usually drive in silence.
you normally do. But recently, it's been pointed out to you how fucking strange that is. So you've decided, like, oh, maybe I'll take this time to like listen to some music or something. So you,
Don't think it's that weird.
yeah.
Yeah, if I'm like going to the grocery store, I listen to music while I'm in the store because like I want to like drown out whatever else is going on.
But not while you
But the
drive.
silence you get on the open road, it's like pretty pristine.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's just road noise.
You do think of that sometimes, but. Like sometimes like at night, you pretty like you've made a deal with yourself that at night you're completely silent in that car. And
Okay,
all you
that's
do
fair.
is you drive on when the weather's nice, you roll down that window and just hear the thrum of the open road.
I love that noise.
Yeah. During the
I love
day.
just hearing it, you know.
During the day, you're like, all right, I'm gonna like listen to some music or like something.
Okay.
You're
All
giving
right.
it, it's a trial run.
Yeah, okay. I get
Yeah.
it. I mean, it's not like I've never listened to music in the car before. I definitely have.
Right. You turn on the radio, it's like you're listening to W LAN ALAX. This is a
That's too
DJ.
long.
This is DJ Jason Light checking in with you. It is 10:18 in the AM, and we are having quite a spooky day here at W Ladalax Radio. And you're like, hell yeah, brother. You walk into the
Jason Light.
Echo Park donuts. You go there, you get your little like you said you get like a bagel
Yeah,
sandwich or
egg and
something.
cheese bagel. Yeah.
You get it. Sit down. You look down and it's like wrapped in like a cellophane or whatever. And you look down and it's wrapped for just a second. You don't know if it's like maybe you're still kind of waking up or maybe it's just the feeling was just there for some reason. But when you look down at this bagel wrapped up tight as fuck, and that's cellophane.
Oh,
For
yeah.
a moment, you look down and you think of like the newborn Christ swaddled up next to his virgin mother. And you think to yourself, you actually say out loud, well, they ain't no virgins here. You take a big old bite of that fucking bagel. And I gotta be honest with you, Aaron.
Yeah.
It's the best breakfast that you've ever had in your fucking life.
That sounds great. What do I get
Everything.
to drink?
You get
What time
a.
of day is it? What time of day is it?
10:08. It's 10. DJ Jason Light said, I believe it was 10:18 a.m.
Okay.
So you get yourself a bottled water.
Okay.
It's the perfect temperature.
Colder the better, baby. That's what I say.
Yeah. And it is cold as fuck. Like when
Good.
you ordered it, you were like, yeah, I'll go ahead and, you know, your order was like the bagel. Did you say it was a bagel sandwich or just a bagel or?
Yeah, it's like a egg and cheese bagel.
Right. Okay. So you get the egg and cheese bagel and you go, and I'll go ahead and get go ahead and give me a bottle of water. And the guy behind the counter, like the squeaky voiced, pimply faced teenager who works there is like, okay, sir. And then he goes to reach for like, you know, where they keep like the regular bottles of water and you go, my friend, not today. And he looks up and he goes, sir? And you go, give me the cold daddy.
Oh.
The cold, and he's like, the cold daddy is like
Oh.
the coldest, largest thing of bottled water that they have at Echo Park Donuts. And when you say that, like the room falls silent. Everyone kind of like looks at you. And like he goes, are you sure, sir? And you go, and you kind of smile and you go, he goes, after all, that's the coldest one we've got. And you go, you kind of like smile and you go, yeah, I'm sure. And like everyone just kind of goes like, oh, and like goes back to what they're doing. So,
okay.
So it is very, very cold, but that's how you like it. So you take a bite
that's
out of
God's honest truth.
Yeah. You take a bite out of that fucking breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
The bacon is
we got
crisp as
bacon on
fuck.
It. Okay.
Crisp as fuck.
Okay.
The egg is perfectly done. And that fucking bagel, they toasted it just long enough for the butter to be melted, but still you like a little bit of solid butter. You always have.
They put it on like a panini press thing.
Yeah.
And really fucking toast the outside of the bagel, which I appreciate a lot.
And like you show that appreciation. Like when you bite into it, you kind of like look up and like the kid behind the counter is like looking at you and you kind of like nod, like thanks. And he's like, he like blushes a little bit.
Blushes. I'm not telling him thank you in a sexy way.
No, not at all. But
he's
just
telling
like
him
so
thanks.
He's just so proud of himself, I guess.
Okay, well, good. Good for him.
You take a sip of that cold daddy, and
ugh.
it is like sucking down a fucking gigantic iceberg. That's how cold that fucking
okay.
cold daddy is. When
Good.
that water pours down your tight little throat, you
ugh.
think about
Damn.
like the
Fine.
you think about like the Titanic sinking, and you think about like all those people who drowned, and you think to yourself, if that water was as cold as this fucking water that I'm drinking right now, brother,
as my cold daddy,
you think to yourself, I would have loved to die on the Titanic. You kind of just have like this like thought to yourself.
Okay.
You sitting
Yeah,
there,
I
you
guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
You finish your breakfast, and right as you're done, right as you take the last bite, your phone rings. What do you do?
I recognize who's calling?
It just says, unknown number, dot, dot, dot.
Not answering that. I can go to voicemail. Not expecting a call. I got no reason to get a call from anybody that I'm not aware of. I mean, nobody. Yeah, no, I'm not answering that.
So you click ignore or like send a voicemail or whatever. You put the phone down, look up, and there's a man sitting in the booth with you.
What the fuck, man? Next to me or across from me?
Across from him, he's wearing like a suit.
I get the fuck
He
out of there. I leave immediately. I'm not sticking around for this. I go, whoa. I go,
goes.
hey, sorry, I'm leaving right now. And then I just fucking get up and I go to the door.
So you get up and you go to the door and you kind of turn to look at him and he goes, sorry, Aaron. Do you have a minute? We tried to call you. Maybe you didn't say.
I go, no, that's really fucking weird that
He
you're
has a
here in person and I'm sorry. I don't have time for this.
tattoo of a skull on his face.
That's not helping things, to be honest with you. I don't
Yeah.
care about tattoos. But I think there's no shame in me saying that that probably does color my judgment a little bit.
Sure.
And I
Yeah.
go, this person is fucking scary. If they're
Right.
willing to like go through that, that's a person that like probably has a higher pain tolerance than I do. Is gonna
Sure.
beat me up. I'm getting the fuck out of there.
So you kind of
Fight or
like,
flight, I choose flight.
right.
Nissan Sentra.
So you hurry the fuck out of there and you go and like
Yeah.
close the door and you're like, that was fucking weird. You look up, you kind of see the flash of like a rainbow, and the guy's like standing in front of you. And he goes, "Hey, Aaron, the name is Victor Cross. I'm from the Lanalax Corporation, and we
Why the fuck
have."
can't you just approach me like a normal human being does? Why do you send a man with a skull over his face? Why do you send the most terrifying person to approach me in the most terrifying manner? An adjustment to either one of those, and this is a much better scenario for me and a higher likelihood of my participation.
He goes, well, I mean, we did call.
Yeah, but why? Like, you can fucking. I'm not answering a random number on your
He goes,
phone. I have no business with you.
well, maybe you do. The name's Victor Cross. I'm from the Lanalax Corporation, and we have an income earning opportunity for you, Aaron. He goes on to tell you that the Lanalax Corporation are doing, they're running a sleep study. They're trying to find a way to like get rid of nightmares, like a cure for nightmares. And so they're like, all we need is we just need like some brain patterns, some readings from some people while they sleep. You know, nothing too weird. All you do is you come to our, we have like we're renting out a Four Seasons hotel. So it'd be pretty nice for you. You'd be the only one in the hotel and you just sleep there and we'd monitor your brain.
I'm the only
And he
one in the
goes,
whole hotel.
they rent out the, yeah, they've blocked rented out the entire hotel for this. He goes,
And I'm the
you
only one in the entire Four Seasons hotel.
he's like, well, yeah, I mean, there's the janitor and stuff, but
Jesus Christ, what a fucking waste. No, I'm not doing it. Sleep,
he
I sleep really well. I'm so fortunate in that regard.
yeah.
It's a very vulnerable moment for me. I usually do it in the nude. So I sleep in the
Sure.
nude a lot, a lot.
Yeah.
And
And he goes, look, all
yeah, I
he
don't
goes,
want
look,
to be a
all we need
part
by
of that.
that. He goes, all it is we just put some like wires attached to your skull. Like he's like, we're not going to be in the room with you. So if you want to be nude, then go ahead and be nude, brother. He goes, I sleep nude. It's no big deal. We don't judge.
Yeah. I just don't want to, I just don't want to do that.
Sure.
I'm not interested in that.
He goes, not even for 3 grand.
You for one night.
For one night, you
Sleeping
get
in 3 grand.
$3,000 and you get a $35 gift card to the Darden Family Restaurant Group.
Okay.
Do you do it?
What are my contractually obligated hours? What am I
Eight.
obligated to do?
You get there, you just from when you fall asleep or whatever, until you wake up, full, at least one full REM cycle. Otherwise, the deal's off.
Isn't a REM cycle like only a few hours?
Yeah. He goes, obviously it's better, for us if you do a few of them, but as long as you get one out of them, he goes, we'll be okay.
I got a feeling if I say yes, you're gonna pull some bullshit and
What?
I'm not gonna fall asleep, or I'm gonna fall asleep and never wake up.
He goes, why? He kind of laughs. He goes, Aaron, why the hell would I do that?
I don't trust it.
So
Sleep
did you
is
say
very
no?
vulnerable. I feel very vulnerable when I'm sleeping.
He goes,
Like
yeah, I
prey.
mean, yeah, he goes, oh, I relate to that. He goes, I know exactly what you're talking about. And he looks at you and he
So you
goes,
understand my trepidation of
yeah.
like
He looks at
doing
you
this.
and he goes, how'd you like to never feel like prey again?
I don't know what the fuck that means, man. You can't just tell me that. I have no idea what that means.
How'd you like to feel like a fucking wolf?
I don't really want to feel like a wolf. I'm not wired that way. I don't care about this alpha beta
Yeah.
thing. I don't give a fuck.
He goes, all right, well,
I
I
try to be
mean,
a good, honest, decent person. I don't care. I don't want to
he's
be a
like,
goddamn wolf.
all right, well, I mean, well, look, the offer is there. How about you? How he looks at you.
$10,000? No thanks.
He goes, how about you sleep on it and get back to me? Like a few people walking by hear him say that and they just kind of like laugh. They hear him say, sleep on it. And they're like, oh, yeah.
So they heard the whole thing about him pitching me
The
a
whole
sleep
thing.
study.
Yeah. So they just kind
Okay.
of thought it was kind of funny. So you're like,
Man, I
all
don't like
right.
this.
So you go home and you do think about it, but you have your stuff to do. So it's kind of in the back of your head. So it's not really a thing you really focus on. Go to sleep that night and
In the middle of writing
well,
something with Cassandra Noggins. I don't have time for
yeah.
this.
Right. Yeah. You and Cassandra sit down, you're working on a scene with Sir Henry Gronks, where it's the scene where like he first decides to do like pulpless orange juice. And it's a pivotal part of the story, it's when he decides like, no, holy shit, like what if we took the pulp out of the juice?
So he
And
not only created orange juice, but he iterated on the idea.
yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
The famous
Okay.
quote from him is, be I genius or be I mad or be I both? And you kind of like, and that's
This
kind of part of the
sucks.
script. It kind of like explores his psyche that way, where it's like, is he a genius? Is he crazy? Do you have to have a little bit of crazy to be a certain type of genius? Like
He
those are kind of
juiced a
the
fucking orange, a very juiceable fruit. You know, it's not like he fucking
Yeah.
was trying to break a stone open and drink from that or anything. It's a fucking orange. You could literally do it with one hand.
Yeah. So you guys are working on this for a few hours, and to be honest, by the end of the day, you're just like beat, and so you turn in early. You kind of you don't really rem if you dream, you don't remember it, but you definitely wake up like halfway through the night. And standing at the foot of your bed is this like
God
shadow of
damn
a
it.
man.
Are you fucking serious? Yeah.
You kind of go like, you try to say like, what the fuck? But you find that like, you can't move.
God damn it.
And the shadowy figure says, hey, Aaron, it's me, PD Paralysis. And he's like,
Oh,
I'm your
no.
sleep paralysis guy.
Don't like this.
So you kind of like you realize what's going on. Like you kind of remember like,
A
oh,
new
I've heard.
iPad?
Well, because it's a thing where there's some people where they wake up in the middle of the night and they literally can't move and they have a dream
Yeah,
of
I've
like
heard of that,
shadow people.
but
Yeah.
I've never heard of shadow people being involved. I thought it was just where you were stuck in one place and couldn't move,
Oh
which is
no, there's
terrifying
shadow people
enough.
sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes
Well,
there's
that's
shadow
new to
people.
me.
Yeah. Oh
Okay,
no,
and
for real.
you're
Yeah.
popping one at the foot of my bed.
PD paralysis.
Yeah, do you give him that cutesy ass nickname? PD paralysis?
He goes, all right, Aaron, look, I know that you can't move right now because of, and he kind of like gestures. And he goes, but look, man, I could really use some help. Kind of stuck here. I want to get back to where I'm from in the Shadowverse.
I can't fucking move. I'm frozen in place. The fucking nerve of this guy to ask me to do this shit for him. I can't fucking move. He froze me. Why the fuck am I gonna help this guy?
He's like, well, I don't want to do it. He's like, I want to get back home to the Shadowverse. And he goes on to tell you, like, he basically is like, hey man, Aaron, look, you don't have to help me if you don't want to, but like, you know, I got a
I
wife
don't.
and kids. But you know, if you do, maybe if you do that sleep study, maybe they can, you know, help set me free.
No. You woke me up in the middle of the night. You froze me with your paralysis. That's not the way you fucking do things. I'm not gonna help you.
He goes, I don't
I'm
want to be
sorry,
here. I'm
your wife
stuck
and kid are
here.
lost.
He's like, I don't mean to do this. It just happens. Do you yell at a tornado?
Yeah, people go, fuck, no. They scream at a tornado because it's coming to fucking kill them. You woke me up in the middle of the night and froze me in place and are making demands of me. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'm
And
sorry your
so
wife and kid are without you, but if like if I am the only thing standing between you and getting back to your fucking plane or whatever it is,
yeah,
then something
the
is very wrong.
Shadowverse.
I am no
So,
one of any consequence.
yeah. And so he kind of starts fading away as you fall back asleep. And he goes, just think about it. Think about it. Think about it. He goes, maybe just sleep on it. Sleep on it. Sleep on it. And he kind of like chuckles. You fall asleep. You dream of a howling void. You wake up the next day. There's
Oh, great.
a text, and it says, hey, Aaron, so what do you think? In the call ID says Victor Cross, then parentheses skull face.
I tell no, you know, what time is it
It's
when I wake up from
yeah, it's
this?
like whatever time you wake up in the morning.
It's a weekday.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like 7:45 or 8 in the morning.
Yeah, you kind of like roll out. Yeah, it's like 8 a.m.
I avoid answering that text. You know, again, I would never text somebody at 8 in the morning like that.
Sure.
You know, I would never do that.
So you're kind of just like weirded out, and you go
Yeah, it's
into.
fucking, it's just rude at minimum,
Sure.
and it feels
Yeah.
like invasive. I'm not gonna answer it.
Yeah. And so you get out of bed, you go and like you brush your teeth and kind of get your day started or whatever.
Yeah.
And you open up your medicine cabinet to put away your floss or whatever. Your hands are just like covered in blood from all the flossing and stuff. And
Jesus Christ.
when you close the medicine cabinet, like in the reflection is Victor Cross standing there. He goes,
No.
Aaron.
I go, get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out. All you have done is invade my privacy. I'm not doing anything for you. Get the fuck out of my house.
He's like, I'm sorry, I texted. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, I fucking saw it and I declined to answer. Get the fuck out of my house.
So he's like, all right, so that's a no then on the
I
sleep
pick up my
study.
phone, I dial 911.
He goes, all right, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm
I
sorry.
go, get the fuck out of my house. I have no business with you. Leave
Yeah.
now.
He walks back to the open window that he clearly came in from, and he turns into a rainbow and like, choo, like kind of like goes away.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
So,
this study. I've been harassed to no end.
you kind of go about your day, and you have to go to Target. You need new boxer shorts, and so you go there to Target to get these boxers. You go to their
Yeah.
like boxer section or whatever,
Yeah.
and you've go and you find the ones that you normally wear, white boxers, red hearts on them, and you pick it up and
Gonna
like
wear those.
it's on sale. Buy
Yeah,
two,
because
get.
nobody's buying them. They have product to move. Nobody, it's 2024.
Says buy two, get one free, and you think to
Oh,
yourself,
great. Happy
call,
day.
and you think to yourself, call me the hat trick kid, and
Ugh.
you're so like into this idea that you don't notice that like the lights are like turning out, you know?
Is it
And
late in this Target or something? Am I there late?
no. And
Why
so
are the lights turning? Is there a storm?
you turn and In the shadows, you see like a woman, like a shadow woman, and like several children. And she goes,
What the fuck?
"You could have saved my husband." Their eyes all turn red, like they start glowing red in the dark.
Yeah.
And then they like eat you, these shadow kids. She goes, "Get them,
Fuck you.
kids." And they
They
all
eat
just
me?
like, they eat you and they save your eyes for last.
I'm good. I hope my fucking asshole tastes great.
They eat
Kids.
your tongue first. They rip it out of your mouth because then it's like, oh, he won't make as much noise and no one will notice. And so then they eat every part of you, like your skin and hair and stuff like that. They leave your clothing though. No, they're like, ugh, they don't like the way it smells. And so they leave your eyes for
God
last.
damn
And
it.
so the last thing that you see in the shadows is just this shadow woman and the grimace on her face as her children eat you alive.
Fuck this. This sucks.
But you fucking died.
Yeah, I fucking died because I didn't do the dumbest idea ever presented to me in the worst way imaginable.
ED paralysis.
He fucking sucks.
No
Hope he
way.
doesn't come back.